everyone. I'm Carolyn.
And I'm Tiffany, and you're listening to another episode of
The Disney Download.
Here at The Disney Download, we'll be discussing the latest Disneyland news along with sharing park tips and tricks.
Plus, we'll be sharing our opinions on everything in the Disney universe.
So get ready to have some fun. Hello, everyone, and welcome to our final episode of The Disney Download, but don't worry. We still have lots more podcasting in us, but we have some exciting changes to report that we can't wait to share with you all.
Very exciting. Yeah, you said that like this is our last episode. Like, we're not really going anywhere.
No.
we just decided that we're going to pivot and do something new and different that doesn't, you know, include just Disney. I mean, we're still going to talk about a lot of Disney, but
yeah, it seems like
other things too.
Yeah, the pandemic like really showed us that there's just a lot more that we want to cover and we want to talk about besides just park news, which of course we're obsessed with the parks still and we'll still go as much as we can and talk about it when we do, but there's just so much more that we want to talk about in relation to pop culture because there's so many things we haven't seen.
So many things. That's one of the reasons. I guess we can say our name. We're going to be transitioning to pop culture-ish because while Tiff and I do like a lot of pop culture things and follow as best as we can, whenever movies or TV shows come up in conversation, we are always the two at the table who have been like, we've never seen
what?
That. What are you talking about? Everyone stares at us like we've lived under rocks our entire life, which is probably fairly accurate.
I think we have.
But we're like, well, we can revisit, you know, things that we loved growing up and also visit things that neither of us have seen or one of us has seen. Either remember fondly and then have our dreams crashed. I had several instances of that happening.
Yeah.
I don't know if you ever saw the movie Quest for Camelot. It's an old DreamWorks movie.
Balto crushed my dreams.
Oh, is Balto bad? Do we not want to revisit that one? Oh no, I loved Balto.
I know, me too.
Oh my gosh, I might actually cry. We're testing out video on these, so now you can actually see my emotions when they come out. I do have them. I'm not a heartless person. But I made my roommate watch Quest for Camelot because I remembered it being awesome, and then it wasn't awesome. And I was like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I failed. I failed the video tonight. Don't let me pick anything for a week.
Are you really crying?
Well, because I'm laughing. But okay. That actually really is like kind of soul crushing if Balto is not as good as I remember it.
Yeah.
But so we thought it would be fun to take you guys along these journeys with us and, you know, watch things that, you know, we haven't watched in a while or have never seen. And so the first thing we're starting with next week is we're going to revisit all the Pirates movies because Tiff isn't sure if she's ever seen them. She thinks she has, but
I've seen them like when I was in college my freshman year and I don't remember a single bit because I watched them with a cute boy and I wasn't really paying attention.
Oh, okay. I say I have a great story to tell when we get to the third one, but we have to wait till the third one.
Okay.
To tell the story because it relates to that one and we're not getting into spoilers yet, but I'm okay. So excited. I already watched it this weekend, like every part of the movie. I was like, this is so awesome. How has she never seen this? How does she not remember this? I love it. All came about because the Pirates music came on at Disney. And I was like, what is this?
Oh my God.
I don't know.
This happened like two or three times where I would be like, oh, it's the Brave music, Carolyn. And she's like, that's the Pirates of the Caribbean music. I'm like, what?
Such a good score. I love it. She always
oh,
gets,
you mean
she always,
that's not from Brave?
No, not. Very separate soundtrack, separate things.
But yeah, we're really excited to transition more into like the world of pop culture, and we'll still talk about all the things that we're interested. Like, you know, we've been talking our Bravo and our fantasy shows and things like that. Clearly, we have very different tastes, which is a good thing because we're kind of covering everything.
Yeah, by the agreement we made was for every fantasy thing I make Tiff watch, we have to watch a sappy romantic thing to balance it out. So you're going to be getting it all. We're going to try and do action. We should actually pull up. I was going to do this. Crap, my phone's over there. Most popular movies. We should see if we've actually, like, based on what the popular movies. Let's see.
I feel like, yeah, the list is going to be very short.
The most popular movies of all time. I'll say we should. Okay. We're not going to read all 100, but I'm just curious to see, like, which ones of these we've actually, like, seen.
We should add that to the list.
Some of these are really old. Like, this one's Bonnie and Clyde. This one is. Oh my gosh, this article has photos. I don't want photos. I just want a list.
I've never seen Grease.
Stop it. No. You've never seen Grease?
Mm-mm.
Oh my gosh.
I've never seen 16 Candles. I feel like those are like in the most popular realm.
Yeah, I've never seen 16 Candles either. Okay, here.
Breakfast Club, bits and pieces. Never Forrest Gump, bits and pieces. Mm-mm.
Have you seen Clueless?
No.
I only can say that I watched that one because I did put it on in the background a while ago, but I wasn't really paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
Legally Blonde.
Well, I've seen like Forrest Gump in class in high school, but like it would always be for a period of class, so I would catch like the first hour and then like not see the rest of it.
Yeah, there were movies that I used to watch, like, on TV that were like that. Have you seen the Indiana Jones movies?
I have not.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. It sounds like you've seen more than I have.
Oh, my gosh. There's something. You've seen, like, Jurassic Park, right? You've never.
No.
Oh, my gosh. You've never seen Jurassic Park. Have you seen?
No.
Have you seen any of the Jurassic movies?
I saw the, like, more recent ones.
Oh, my gosh.
With Chris Pratt.
Oh, my gosh. Have you seen the originals?
Mm-mm.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
I thought I hadn't seen movies.
Oh, no.
I have so many things to watch. What was the one I did?
I've had less years to watch them.
Thanks. I know, we were just talking about how Tiff's not seen a lot of the original, like, Disney Channel movies.
Yeah, that too.
Stuff I grew up on.
I know.
Love it so much. Oh, what was the one that I just thought of that I was like, The Goonies. Have you seen The Goonies?
Mm-mm.
I mean, I didn't see The Goonies until, like, a very long, you know, it was a while. But I've seen The Goonies. Oh my gosh.
Nope.
There's so many things you haven't seen. You've never seen Thrones. You've never. What have you been watching all of these years?
Mary-Kate and Ashley movies? I don't know.
Oh, I used to watch a lot of those.
Yeah.
Probably. I wonder if those as good as are the butt. If those
they're
are
not.
Oh, they're not. Go ahead.
I watched Getting There semi-recently, the one where they go to the Olympics in Salt Lake City. Mm. And I was like, oh my gosh, like cringing the entire time. This is so, so bad. But it made me laugh.
I watched It Takes Two a little while ago, maybe at the beginning of the pandemic. That wasn't terrible.
Mm. Yeah, but I feel like as they get older, it becomes a little more cringeworthy.
Yeah, probably, because they're probably like slightly over it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So many things for us to watch. It'll be quite a ride.
Yeah, the possibilities are endless, so
quite literally.
Yeah.
And if there's things you think we should watch, let us know, because we are very open to suggestions, and then we'll tell you how boring we thought it was. I feel so bad for my roommates because this is our lives. So now that the Marvel shows are done for a while and I binge Shadow and Bone and I feel lost and I don't know what to watch right now, we sat down on Friday night and I don't remember what he was thinking about watching, but I was like, I don't want to watch that. And literally everything that he went to, I was like, I don't want to watch that. And he was finally like, well, Carolyn, what do you want to watch? I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, I get in moods like that too.
He's like, you're impossible. So then we finally picked this show on Netflix called The One, which was decent, you know. Mm-hmm. It's like a mystery.
You should watch that show that is the Beauty and the Baker. That one is cute.
Two people get murdered in it. They're big twists and turns.
No, it's just cute.
I'm like, will it give me anxiety watching it because I'm so into it? No. Okay.
No.
It's my barometer for if I like a show.
And mine is, does it make me cry?
I mean, usually there's like a fair amount of crying in there. If it doesn't make me cry, then, you know, it's down.
Yeah. For sure.
Have you ever seen Breaking Bad?
Yeah. Oh, I have.
Okay. I was like, okay. Yeah. You've seen one of many.
Have you seen Sons of Anarchy?
I think I tried watching that one with my ex. And because my ex was watching it, then for a while I was like, I don't want to watch it. And then I just never revisited it.
Fair point.
Yeah. There are a couple shows like that.
Yeah.
Where it's like,
that's fair. That's how I feel about Lord of the Rings.
No, I love Lord of the Rings.
Mm-mm, can't do it.
My heart's a little crushed right now.
Sorry.
I was like, oh my gosh, like in high school.
I mean, maybe we can add them to the list at some point. It's been a good like 10 years since I've tried to watch them, but.
Oh, well, I'm going to make you watch the extended editions. You'll come up to LA.
Oh no, please don't do that.
They're better. They have so much more context. I know all, like, oh my gosh. So, I was a huge Lord of the Rings nerd when I was in high school. Like, Matt.
You were?
I was so into Lord of the Rings. Like, I wanted to be an elf. Like, I told my mom I want to learn how to speak elfish. And she was like, Carolyn, when are you ever going to use this? I'm like, nowhere, but I don't care.
Oh my God.
I didn't learn elfish because I really am just not good with languages at all. But yeah, I got the extended editions and I would like watch and rewatch the special features. And like, I just know like so many of like the stories for scenes. So I'm the person like when something happens, I'm like, in that scene, I say he broke his toe when he kicked it. Like, I know like all of the stuff. Like, I remember it.
Oh my gosh, that sounds like
ridiculous. I was really into it. When I really like something, I get very into it. Like Marvel, if y'all haven't noticed.
Wait, so I want to know if I've seen your favorite movie.
Okay.
What's your favorite movie?
It's hard to pick.
Pick one. One movie.
I can't pick one movie. All of the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
The whole Marvel Cinematic Universe.
One of my, I think, constant favorite. Okay, we're just going to go with a constant favorite that I can, anytime that I have rewatched it, I will always and forever love this movie. It's Ever After. I've loved that.
Okay, I haven't seen that.
It's like, I really love the new Disney live action Cinderella, but this is like, it's such a good telling of the Cinderella story in like a really original way. I watched it with our friend Sam when I went up to visit her last year, and we were just commenting about like how good it still was, and there was like some continuity things that were like, that makeup artist, like kudos to them for like keeping that consistent, like where's that quality today? We were just so impressed. And it's just so good. It's one of the very few like romantic movies that I will turn on always. Oh, and the Prince. Mm-hmm. Have you seen The Princess Bride?
No.
No.
I know. We should do like a top three faves and like do your top three and my top three. Oh,
okay, so what is like one of your favorites?
Nacho Libre.
Oh my gosh. You always talk about this, and I've never seen it.
I love Nacho Libre. so much. I could like sit here and quote the whole yesterday. I don't even remember what Gilbert said to me, but I turned like five things into a Nacho Libre quote in like 10 seconds. And he was like, how do you do this? Everything is a Nacho Libre quote. And I was like, yes, it's funny.
Yes, I would say Ever After. I'm trying to think of the ones that I like own on DVD. I've owned for like a really long time. Ever After is one of them. What else? Hamlet, Princess Bride is always a classic. Kind of the ones that like stand the test of time, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I love all the Marvel films. I will always, like, they will always stay in the canon of the test of time. Yeah, it's probably Ever After's up there. Princess Bride's up there. I'm trying to think what else. I don't watch the Princess Bride.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I can't think of any of my other favorites either. But I have some.
Just go look at my DVDs. Lord of the Rings is probably always going to be up there, too. Mm. I love Pirates. There's just so many. It's so hard to pick. I don't like picking favorites. My least favorite thing. But yes, as you can see, there's so many things that we haven't watched that we need to watch. And then we'll talk about them. And I'm sure we'll all have lots of questions about them. I'm actually really excited to get to the second and third Pirates of the Caribbean. Because I think in the second one, you're going to be like, what is happening?
The first one, I'm like, what is happening?
Well, we'll save that for next week. It's not that hard of a story to follow. Maybe I've just watched it so many times that I just know all the ins and outs.
Yeah, I'd explain myself, but I'll explain myself on next week's episode of Pop Culture Dish. Yeah, but so we're excited for this change and the shift, and we'd love if you guys could follow along with us, watch the movies with us, and just go on this adventure with us. So next time you hear from us, we're going to be pop cultured-ish. The Disney download is goodbye and good times. But now we're moving on to bigger and better things, so stay tuned.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of The Disney Download. If you want to stay up to date on all of the park happenings, be sure to follow us on Instagram at The Diz Download.
And if you love The Disney Download, subscribe on iTunes or Spotify and be sure to leave us a review.
We hope you have a magical day, and we'll see you next week for another episode of The Disney Download.